May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 627. Poor sinner, rejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he does wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. Hymn 627.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God. Again, three psalms, friends. The second psalm, and the 24th psalm, and the 72nd psalm. Psalm number 2, the second psalm. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Also, friends, the 24th Psalm, Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory, Selah. Also, friends, the 72nd Psalm, Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the hills, the little hills, by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, and as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him, for he shall deliver the needy. When he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper, he shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given the gold of Seba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name for ever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. Help us to further sing, I should say.
Hymn 987. Oh, what amazing words of grace are in the gospel found, suited to every sinner's case who knows the joyful sound. Hymn 987.
Thank you.
prayer. Dear Lord, oh, thou knowest there, we do feel so much to need to call upon thee. Lord, oh, here we feel who is sufficient for these things. Oh, we feel so insufficient, Lord. But oh, we come, Lord, now, begging of thee. We come upon mercy's ground. Oh, Lord, thou art King in Zion. Thou art our glorious leader. And oh, as we've read and acknowledged this morning, the government is upon thy holy shoulder. Oh, thou art the great head of the church. We beg of thee now, favour us to know and believe this and to look to thee. Oh, may we leave everything else and come to thee. Oh, Lord, do have mercy on us then. And oh, thou holy Father, thou knowest we plead the merits of thy dear well-beloved Son. And so we beg now, Lord, do come among us. May we feel that holy divine influence and exercise of the Holy Spirit. And O Lord, as we come as poor sinners as we've sung, dejected with fear, but oh, the wonderful favour that such souls can unbosom their mind to the Lamb. O Lord, we come then. In this way we trust. Thou hast spoken in thy word of that new and living way, which thou hast consecrated within the veil. Oh, we look to thee, Lord, thou who sits at God's right hand. Oh, our advocate above, our intercessor, our great high priest, before the throne. Lord, do favour us now. Oh, we need that faith, Lord, given. Oh, may the little faith we hope we have be raised to a flame. And as we come knowing we need to confess our sins, oh, Lord, do in mercy look upon us. Lord, we've been singing and acknowledging those sacred, wondrous things of thy grace. Thy sacrifice, Lord. Thy full favour in bringing for the church in everlasting righteousness thou hast, Lord, brought in for the church of God. Thou hast wove that garment. O Lord, oh, we beg tonight that sinners here may know the favour, of the application of thy holy blood. Oh, and the wonderful adorning of their poor naked souls with that garment, the royal robe of righteousness. Oh, Lord, do come and work wondrously here tonight. The blessed souls, set sinners at gospel liberty. Oh, if it could be thy holy will, Lord, we look for this, we pray for this. Oh, that there may be those truly set at gospel liberty. This is our desire, Lord. This is our prayer. This is our exercise. Lord, that heavy laden souls may lose their load. Oh, guilty souls rejoice, believing their sins are forgiven. Lord, oh, we pray that faith may be so made strong and active in the Lamb once slain, that sinners may know and believe, oh, that their sins are all put away. Lord, do speak to poor sinners such words as thou didst when thou wast here on earth, if it be thy will. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Daughter, go in peace, thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh, Lord, do speak. Knowest thou didst speak to the woman left there standing in the midst. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. O Lord, such is the need of poor sinners to know that favour from thyself, to know thy love, to know thy love and mercy, thy great kindness, thy holy compassion known and felt toward them. O Lord, O thou wonderful blessing, thou art the wonderful Saviour. Thy name shall be called Wonderful, O Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Lord, we are persuaded that those here gathered here who know thee as such, thou art so precious, Lord, thou art made more precious far than life and all its comforts are to thy dear children, thy dear living family, those that are thy children, dear Holy Father, whom thou hast given thy dear Son for. Oh, and thou seest them, Lord, accepted in thy beloved Son. Oh, we pray, dear Holy Spirit, do come and take of the things of Jesus and reveal them to us here tonight. Lord, thou knowest how our friend and brother has prayed. Lord, I felt so earnestly that thou would so come. And, O Lord, not that we're the judge of it, Lord, thou knowest. It's what thou hast received to thyself, the burden of his heart. And, Lord, that we believe this is the way thy people come to thee, to pour out their hearts before thee. Oh, to plead with thee, their Lord. And Lord, oh, we beg that there may be many here pleading and begging of thee. They were here in heaven, thy dwelling place, Lord. Oh, that they would come. Oh, granting that feeling sense of deep repentance to poor guilty sinners. Lord, oh, broken down, melted at thy feet, Lord. They may be looking up to thee, and thy wonderful favour may be to them to look upon them and to bless them. O Lord, in all thy love and mercy and kindness and compassion, Lord, oh, that thou mightest so bless soul and get to thyself honour and glory. Do, dear Lord, come for this tonight. Oh, we've got so many other cares and concerns. Many other things are our burden and exercise. But, oh Lord, we know when it comes to the real vital things of the points of real need, Lord, it's our soul and all is at stake. And Lord, thy people know. Oh, it's so important. They must cry to thee, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, oh, do so grant then real diligence, real earnestness, real earnest seeking. Oh, Lord, so be in earnest to give thee no rest, till thou dost reveal thy love with power. Oh, we are persuaded there are souls here who need such an indeed blessing. Oh, Lord, may it be their favour tonight to receive from thy fullness all that their soul needs. Lord, do so come, Lord. Oh, thou knowest their burden for souls. Thou knowest our exercise that thou was rest souls and get to thyself honour and glory. Oh, those things we have known of thy favour. Oh, we long for more, Lord. We want to be favoured to be a witness of spiritual children given. Oh, those born of the Spirit in the house of God. Oh, according to thy will. Quicken souls, Lord, and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Lord, we do carry a burden for this, that thou wouldst quicken dead sinners into life. We do believe, Lord, that according to thy will, thou wilt do it. We pray believing. We pray looking, watching, waiting for thy appearing. Believing thou wilt do it, Lord. Oh, that thou wilt quicken thy dead elect. Manifest them as thine in newness of life. Called by grace, made alive, made to be exercised to seek thee and find thee. And Lord, that they will so go on. Thou mighty Prince, thy wonders to make known, till every soul redeemed by blood shall trust in thee alone. We know we each need to be receiving thy teaching, and that the things of our old nature may be subdued. Oh, that thou wouldst come and reign over us and rule in our hearts. Oh, that we might be taken off of other lovers. We might be stripped of our idols. We might be humbled, Lord, in this way. Oh, to truly know what Mary knew and to sit at thy feet, Lord. One thing is needful. Oh, Lord, take away the love of sinning. Alpha and Omega be. Oh, we're so troubled, Lord, because we've got an old nature which still loves sin, seeks the enjoyment of it, the pleasure of it. Oh, we need thee to come and deal with this, Lord. Subdue it, Lord. Oh, bring us to thy feet, Lord, in self-abasement. Oh, Lord, may we have real repentance, godly sorrow to work, real repentance in us, that we may be in earnest exercise then to know the favour of forgiveness. Oh, forgiveness, that joyful sin, the malefactors doomed to die. Oh, may it be the prayer of every heart here, Lord. May this blessing may be found. May I redeem in love a spy. May we know it, Lord. May we know the blessedness of it. May we know the holy peace, Lord, that comes with pardoned sin. Lord, we are witness of it. We trust we know it in the favour of experience of it. That when thou dost bless with forgiveness, when thy blood is applied by faith to the hearts and consciences of thy people, then that holy peace comes in with it. Oh, it does indeed. Oh, that sacred peace, that holy joy. Oh, we pray, Lord, for this, that many may know it, may know thy love shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost. Do work, Lord, for this. We pray it may be so in the young souls here, those of our friends that are younger in the way. And yet, Lord, if the reality of that beginning is known, and they are exercised to seek thee, Lord, we know thou canst bless in young and tender years, if it be thy will. Lord, we think of our own favours earlier in our life, Lord, when we were in their late teens and then on into our early 20s. And how thou didst so bless us, and Lord, how we felt it in attending the baptismal service here, our dear young friend favoured when he's in his early 30s, Lord, as we were, and to follow thee when we were 30 years old. Oh, Lord, and some younger too, it's all according to thy will. And so, Lord, that there was work and blessed souls. And, Lord, we are so thankful to know and have the tidings of a dear beloved friend who we know and love in thy name in the southern part of our land. A dear friend, a widow now. But, Lord, thou hast constrained her by thy love to follow thee in her later life. Oh, Lord, how wonderful. Oh, thou hast said in thy word, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Oh, Lord, make thy people willing. Make us willing, glorious Lamb, to suffer all things for thy name. At last be where my Jesus is, and rise to everlasting bliss. Oh, Lord, oh, what sacred favour it is to be made willing, to be blessed, to go follow thee, Lord, and to show forth thy praise. To be blessed to come to the Lord's table and sit at table with our Lord, and in the sacred favour of it, is blessed of the Spirit to eat celestial food. Oh, Lord, the privilege, the wonderful privilege of it, the highest privilege of it, the holy pleasure of it, the sacredness of it. Oh, Lord, oh, do constrain by thy love thy dear sheep to follow thee. Oh, do constrain them, Lord. Oh, how we read of it in thy word and every wishing of it, Jesus, draws the chosen race by his sweet resistless grace, causing them to hear his call and before his feet to fall. O Lord, bless souls in this sacred favour. Lord, how we know it is of thy work alone and must be so. O Lord, it's thine own work, almighty God, and marvellous in our eyes. Oh, we do look for thy appearing in this more and more. Lord, as we've got maybe a few more days or months or years in this dark desert to comply, oh Lord, save us from carnally complaining. But oh, may our complaining be concerning this time of Meshach. Oh, it's a discouraging land. But Lord, oh, it's our lot, Lord. But oh, may we see thy blessed shine in thou dear Son of Righteousness. As we journey on in the wilderness, may we see that shining light. Oh, that path of the just, which is as a shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Oh, may we have blessed glimpses of this light, blessed favour to see it by faith, to see thee by faith, our glorious leader, gone before us, to know thee, our forerunner, who has for us entered into heaven. Oh, and to be truly following thee, followers of the Lamb. Oh, Lord, do bless souls in these important ways. Favour them, Lord. We may be living to thy praise. Help us each, Lord. Grant us each this favour, Lord. We do confess all our shortcomings, all our failings, all our sin and guilt. Oh, we beg thee, Lord. Oh, take away this love of sinning. Oh, Lord, we pray, do take it away. And, Lord, do grant that favour where thou dost so come thyself, enter thyself, Lord, into us and cast out sin. May we know that blessed indwelling of our Lord within our breasts. Oh, do come and enter in, Lord. Oh, Lord, we sing sometimes the crowded in like sinners' hearts. O ignorance extreme, for other guests of various sorts had room but none for him. And Lord, it's like our hearts now, so crowded with those many other guests. But Lord, oh, we pray, do thou come, enter into us, Lord, and cast out these sins, cares and concerns and affections set on things on the earth. Oh, strip us of these, Lord, and may our affections be set on things above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Oh, Lord, do favour us with these blessed favour, we beg. Oh, Lord, we pray for the dear young people here, Lord, here gathered here, who knoweth how we are thankful to have them, Lord, and acknowledge in our family circles a precious gift of children and young people in our midst. And Lord, oh, us older ones, we do carry a concern and exercise for them, Lord. We are concerned for their natural well-being, but oh, we are concerned even more for their spiritual well-being. Oh, if it be thy will to quicken them into life and teach them. Oh, Lord, we look for thy appearing and working in them. Oh, Lord, do work and bless them, Lord, and teach them. Oh, may those things they learn in the Sabbath school, Lord, which is, Lord, here continued in the cause of truth here, Lord. Oh, may those things be blessed. Oh, Lord, may there be that seed sown. We've been talking to our dear friend regarding that seed sown and in the earth, and Lord, may be dormant there for a long time, but may there be the springing up, may there be that appearing in thy time. Oh, that thou art at work, that thou hast begun in young souls. Lord, in thy time to bring it to that time of growth in grace, that time of increase. Lord, thou knowest the word laid in our heart to consider somewhat tonight as we may be helped of the increase of his government, of the increase of the church of God. God giveth the increase, and Lord, we want to witness that increase to thy glory in the church of God. And Lord, oh, if thou didst so work, and we pray thou wilt in the young and rising race, oh, that they might have grace to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness. Oh, what a wonderful promise thou hast given. If they are careful for other things, and are concerned for other things, and neglecting thy great salvation, oh, we pray thou wilt turn them round from this. Give them that grace to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness. And Lord, thy promise is sweet and blessed, wonderful. All other good things will be added unto you. Oh, they will not lack other good things. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we pray for them, Lord. Bless them. Watch over them, keep them. Those that are away at university, Lord, do especially watch over them and keep them, Lord. We're thankful where situations have been ordered for them, that they are amongst friends who fear thy name, especially in the weekends and Lord's days. Lord, this is a provision we want to acknowledge with thankfulness to thee, with the dear parents, that thou hast so ordered this. Lord, do so, be with them and watch over them and keep them, Lord, and help them and bless them. And Lord, oh, we pray for all thy people. And we pray for the little hills of Zion and all thy servants, as we remember those of thy friends, thy servants in illness this morning. Or we think too of those of thy dear servants who have laboured long, many years, and they cannot labour now. But their heart is still in it, Lord, and oh, their prayers are still being offered up to thee. Oh, we especially remember those of our dear friends who are thy servants, but now, in their very latter part of their lives, they are not able to minister. Do go to them and bless them. Favour them, Lord. May the things that they have preached so long be such a wonderful comfort to them now. Oh, wonderful favour to think on these things, and Lord, to go back and to remember all the way the Lord their God has led them. Bless them, Lord. Be near them. Be very near them. And oh, we pray for all afflicted friends. Oh, comfort them. Sanctify affliction, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless. May sanctification be a wonderful blessing, known and felt to be so, so that thy people can acknowledge, like the apostle, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Lord, bless afflicted friends and those that have lost loved ones, Lord. And know with our mind specially goes to dear Brenda and Gordon in the south at this time, this season of the year. Oh, we can feel so much for them, Lord. Oh, do comfort them, be very near them. And others too, Lord, the family of our dear friend, thy servant there, now in glory, dear Mr. Wood. His family, Lord, his loved ones, we remember them, Lord. And the family of our friend, Mr. Palmer, Lord, and his family, Lord. And Lord, there are others, Lord, and especially our mind goes to dear Lois, our friend, Lord, Dicker Chapel. Oh, thou knowest that solemn bringing down of our friend, dear Don. Oh, Lord, we believe he's home with thee now. But, Lord, there are those that are left below. Remember, Lord, thy servant, Mr. Field. Oh, where we will feel this, the taking home of his dear deacon, leaving him with just the one deacon. Oh, especially help him. And, oh, Lord, be with them, especially in this coming week on the Thursday, the day of the funeral, Lord. Oh, Lord, be with all thy people. and say, oh, as we remember those dear servants of thine mentioned this morning, be very near them, Lord. And oh, each and every one, and all thy people in the hell world who thou dost know, everyone, may they know thy wonderful presence and thy love, and do get to thyself much honour and glory, even from this Sabbath day. There were many that have finished their Sabbath day in other parts of the world. There were some in the earlier stages of the day. But Lord, thou art everywhere, thy omnipresence, O Lord, and thy servants, whom thou dost have everywhere. Lord, we pray, bless thy people. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. We beg with the pardon of our every sin, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1044. Water from salvation's wells, thirsty sinner, come and draw. Grace in Jesus' fullness dwells, more than men or angels know. Hymn 1044.
As the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you again this evening, and particularly to the seventh verse of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9. The prophecy of Isaiah, the ninth chapter, and verse 7. I am aware, friends, that we have not exhausted at all or in any way toward that in the sixth verse, but this evening we would read just this seventh verse. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I believe, friends, I trust, I know it in just a little way and through experience. I believe it is a great and wonderful thing when God gives a real confidence of faith to his people. Now, Isaiah was favoured with such strong confidence of faith. The Lord, of course, had appointed him and made him a great prophet of the Lord, and God using him. And here it is very clear. He is wonderfully in the Spirit, and he has this to acknowledge and to write and to record. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Oh, friends, what a wonderful thing it is if we have here tonight that real confidence of faith to believe the Lord of hosts, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. You may say, some of you, with a kind of query, what is it the ministry is talking about? This increase. This increase that is in the text. You see, God is looking to bring about, according to his will, his wonderful increase. Increase to his glory is what is so much in the holy mind of God Jehovah. And oh, here we have in this word, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. No end, of course, because the wonderful purpose and fulfillment of the will of God will go on forever and ever in eternity to come. The praises of God to be sung forever and ever in eternity. When this world is done, when the whole ransom throne before the throne safe there landed home. Oh, that song of praise to God forever and ever. Oh, there shall be no end. Oh, the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Do we understand this in some little measure? Does God give us light and understanding in some little measure to believe this, to be blessed to know the favour to receive this word? It's a wonderful favour in prospect that we shall be found among the happy band, safe home in glory, knowing the favour being among this favoured throng, which is, as it were, set in, here in Scripture, in the prospect of it. Oh, the ransom throne, the ransom throng, safe home in glory. But friends, oh, we must not forget, we must not let from our mind, if God help us to keep it firm and clear in our mind and in our heart. Oh, it's all the work and favour wrought and brought by the dear Son of God through his great all-atoning sacrifice for the church. He whose name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government. Notice how the sixth chapter runs. Oh, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. God's people, blessed and favoured, they want to acknowledge the government of Christ. They want to be subjects, submissive. Oh, the grace of God makes the children of God submissive to the will of God. Oh, they lie passive in his hand and know no will but his when they're blessed, when they're favoured, when they know the love of God, the love of Christ. Oh, when it is shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost, they then lie passive in God's hand, looking to him as the governor. Oh, the glorious leader, the King in Zion. Oh, the object of all their faith. He is their Lord, their great King and Lord. Oh, the one they are subject to. They're the subjects, the citizens of Zion. Oh, they are children of God, blessed inhabitants of Zion, washed in the Redeemer's, the Saviour's blood. Jesus, who their souls rely on, makes them kings and priests to God, and as priests his solemn praises, each his thank offering brings. Yes, oh, the government. He's the governor. Oh, he's the highest one. And the people look to him. Look up to him. This is what we have in this context. And of the increase of his government, when the dear people of God are blessed to be witnesses of the Lord working according to his holy will and favouring in those times of the coming of God in his holy will to the set time he has to favour Zion. This is what I long to have the pleasure to acknowledge here, that it's a set time to favour you here. God's got a set time to favour Zion, and of the increase of his government, who is perfectly righteously in his holy purposes. He is well aware of his set time, and he brings it about. He brings it in the church of God. That it is witnessed, it's known. God working. The time for God to work. The time for God to work and bless souls. Oh, the set time to favour Zion of the increase of his government. You see, everything of his government is right. He always does that which is right. And it's not just right according to any kind of natural reason. It's right according to his God's holy will. And as governor, head of the church, the Son of God, he ever does and orders that which is according to the holy mind and will of Jehovah, a three-one God, blessed forevermore, of the increase of his government. There shall be no end. Oh, what a wonderful thing if we have got a little light, given a little light into the blessedness of this, the increase of his government. Friends, it's when the dear people of God are really brought together in love and sweet fellowship in the gospel to acknowledge what the Lord has done. Oh, that the Lord has done, which is wondrous in our eyes. And oh, what a favour this is when it is so given. For the people of God to be witnesses of what the Lord has done, of the increase of his government and peace. Notice it says, and peace. Oh, what has been such a trouble in the Church of God is when there's been a breaking up by the inroads of Satan of the favour of peace in the Church of God. It's such a sad thing when the sweet and sacred peace of the Church of God is broken up by the inroads of Satan. Oh, how quick this can come. How sad it is. You know, Satan's got his way of working, friends, and I would, in love and faithfulness, bring this before you now. Oh, Satan can come in and break up your peace. He can sow discord among brethren. He's so ready to do it. But oh, what you need to be seeking to be under the government of Christ, to be ever looking to him, seeing him, knowing him, believing in him as your governor here. He has that perfect government. Oh, it's on his shoulder. And oh, of the increase of his government, when the people of God are looking for more of his government, oh, when self is abased in every soul, in everyone that makes up the church, in everyone in a congregation, when the Spirit's working to bring sinners down, to subdue, oh, to bring down, to humble in the dust, then it is they are looking to the Lord, oh, to be under his government. And oh, it's then as the Spirit's working that there's this increase of his government. Oh, the dear people of God looking to the Lord. Lord, what will they have me to do? Lord, do lead me. Do lead me aright. Do teach me. Oh, when the dear people are blessed, the Spirit's working, and they're looking to the Lord and wanting to be under his government, submissive, subdued, oh, brought, humbled at his feet of the increase of his government. But you know how sad it is when the government of Christ is being marred and as it were, the devil coming in. And oh, there may be a few looking to be under the government of Christ, but others are come and mingling among the dear people of God and bringing discord. Oh, sad it is. Oh, if we are rightly exercised for the will, unity of the Spirit, and endeavouring by grace to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, you want to be looking to his government, to the government of Christ. Oh, that he is ruling and reigning above you, over you, in love and mercy. Oh, this wonderful increase of his government. Oh, then everything will be considered like this. What is the Lord's will? Not what man says, but what is the Lord's will? Oh, of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. But I can tell you solemnly, I must tell you solemnly, you know, if it's man's government, there's a solemn end to it. There'll be a solemn end to it. But oh, if it's God's government, Christ's government, of his increase, the increase of his government, there shall be no end. But oh, don't forget that, friends. If it's man's opinion, oh, there'll be an end to it. And it could be a very solemn end to it. It can be. I dread to think what a solemn end will come to man's judgment, and especially if it involves things in the Church of God. But of the increase of his government and peace, notice, linked with it. But you know there's no peace linked, no peace can be found among the government of men. No. This is holy. This is the holy way of God. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. This is where you do want to be friends, and I do, in the secret of it, in the blessing of it. Oh, that we might be in this secret of the increase of his government in peace. There shall be no end. You see, because what I've already brought to you, you know, it's got eternal prospect in it. It's got that perfect purpose of God's will to bring his people. To bring his people, each one individually, as shocks of corn, fully ripe in their new season, and to take them home to glory. And oh, how blessed this is. This is the increase to God's eternal praise, and the increase of blessing that the souls, the dear people of God, shall know and enjoy. The living family of God enjoy in salvation, full and free. This is it, friends. This is what God's work is and purpose is for in the church of God. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it. See, this is all set according to the will of God, according to the sovereign purposes of a triune God, Jehovah, the true and living God. It's all ordered and settled in the will of God. And God's people are to be blessed, to be witnesses of God working in Zion in these ways for his glory and his people's good. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. But I want to, friends, also bring in the point that individual souls will know the blessedness of this. You see, God's got a purpose to work in individual souls who make up the church of God. And I believe that there are those, even here present tonight, who God is working in. And he's working for this increase to favour you to know more of the precious favours of his love and grace. You know, when I was young and young in the way, and the Lord had brought me under conviction and favoured me with some tokens of his love, I wanted to know more. I wanted to know the increase of God's favour toward me, and he did favour me with it. It gave me earnest seeking for it, and that we sought the Lord and found him and held him in the arms of faith. He was made so precious, and I want you to know, and my prayer for you is that you might know this blessed holy increase of his favour towards you. But you see, it must also be with his government over you. Oh, you've got to be one. The Lord's taken in hand, you see, and he's teaching. He's teaching. He teacheth to profit, friends. Oh, be sure of that. He teacheth to profit. And he sanctifies. He sanctifies his people. Sanctifies affliction they have to go through. They have to bear. Sanctifies tribulation. He sanctifies loss to his people. They have to be stripped of other lovers that are, as it were, coming between them and their Lord. This is how God works for increase to his glory and his people's good. Individual souls must know this under his teaching of the increase of his government. Can you find it in your own experience that God is so working in you, teaching you, and it's for that increase to his glory and for your good? Oh, true sanctification is such a blessing, friends. The flesh doesn't like it, but faith approves it well. The Lord sanctifies and separates his people out to himself for his praise. This is how he brings this increase. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. When you think of how he says, and peace. You know, it's something which is more and more appreciated by the people of God when they know conflict, when they know tribulation and conflict through the onslaught of Satan. Oh, how then, as the Lord so orders it. You see, he says he will order it, and he orders it in your experience that you have to have this conflict. Satan is fierce and strong, and your old nature is so unstable. And oh, left to yourself, you're in a treacherous state because Satan's so strong and your old nature goes with Satan. And oh, there's no peace. There's much conflict. You've got one part of you which is struggling to try and resist the devil, but it seems so weak. The devil seems so strong and old nature is so prone to go with the archenemy Satan. And oh, there's no peace in this situation. But oh, if you are given to be so by grace, relying not on yourself, not looking for strength in yourself, not looking for that in yourself to overcome Satan, but to be looking to your Lord, oh, he who is over you as your sovereign Lord, oh, his government. Him to give you grace, him to give you strength, him to give you all that help in time of need, him to give you grace to resist the devil, and him to bring and favour you, bringing you into this favour of sacred peace. When some blessed victory is known, or the struggle of the battle with Satan, oh, that sacred peace flows in. Oh, that wonderful. For how can you gain victory in this unequal war? Oh, only relying, solely relying upon your glorious leader, your captain, your king, the Lord who's gone before. He who's gained the victory over sin and death and hell. Oh, you must rely on him and look to him. And he does give that grace then. And his people believe, and they are able to resist the devil. And this sacred peace that comes through the Lord appearing for you and in you. Oh, this peace. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to know that peace that comes through the cross of Christ, where he has suffered, bled and died and gained the victory of sin and death and hell. Peace by his cross as Jesus made. You see, when the Lord so uses these things in experience, God's people's experience, to cause them to want to be there at the foot of the cross, to see the Lord there, what he has gone through, what he has done for them, how he suffered for them, then there's this wonderful bringing in to them of this sacred peace. Oh, that so is such a blessing. Oh, such a wonderful favour. Oh, of the increase of his government in you. Can you find this in you? Oh, a increasing. You remember what John witnessed, what he spoke concerning the Lord? He must increase. I must decrease. Now, if you consider this as we try to tonight, you know, is this so in you? Is it in you that you can truly acknowledge he is increasing in your very heart and soul's affection? The Lord, he increases in your soul's affection. Is it so? Oh, that's not by nature. That's by grace. But oh, is it so by grace also? You are decreasing. Oh, there's a witness in this, a proof in this, that the Lord, he loves you. He's working in you, and he's favouring you to know this blessed truth of the increase of his government and peace. there shall be no end. Oh, it's got a word, a glimpse of prospect in it, hasn't it? Oh, the Lord loves me. He's teaching me. He's sanctifying me. He's causing me to know that I must let go of all my things of my own carnal reasoning. Oh, and look to him. Oh, that he may come, enter into me himself, and cast out sin, and I may live under him. Oh, this is the true spiritual increase, the true spiritual favour that the people of God know. It's amazing grace. It's the witness of eternal life. The love of God witnesses eternal life in the sinner. Oh, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end in these souls who God loves. There shall be no end of it. It shall be their favour to be led on in the way, and to go on in the way and pathway. They've got eternal life, and they shall endure to the end, and they shall get safely home to heaven to be with Christ, which is far better, of the increase. And that's, as we said earlier, bringing it to the consideration of individual souls, personally known. But also, friends, as we would some more tonight, as the time's fast going, consider how wonderful it is in the Church of God collectively, of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. I believe there's so much in this context of this verse relates to the Church of God and Hills of Zion. And like you are here at Swavesey, you know what you need ever to seek for is to acknowledge the Lord as your governor and to know his will and to be under his holy approval as you are enabled to do his will. You don't want to be left to do your own will. You want to be in the Lord's will, to know and do his will. And I believe that is the only right way. It can't be right if it's not anything, nothing is right if it's not according to God's will. But oh, if it is according to God's will, then it is perfectly right. It is to be so according to God's will. Otherwise, he must chastise. He'll come as the judge. You see, it's so clear here to establish it, his kingdom, you see. It says, upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with justice, with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. I mean, friends, you had the favour here with dear Andrew being so constrained by the love of Christ to follow him. Now, could it be from henceforth now? There are these things that you need to consider closely, according to the will of God. How God must work according to his will to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. And oh, if you are in a solemn exercise in any matter, you know, this last part of the text, oh, it's so, so important. You see, God's people are brought by grace to be believers, to be made true believers. This is the wonderful witness of a true child of God. They made a true believer in God, in Christ. And you will believe the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Anything that God has revealed to you, he will perform it. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He will. According to his will, he will do everything and bring it to fruition, bring it to pass according to his will. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, it's important that I do not go further in particular matters. But friends, the Lord knows everything. Don't forget that. I've learned this a lot of late. He sees me through and through. He knows everything. We cannot hide anything from the Lord. And of course the Lord has his perfect, holy, sovereign will. And he's King in Zion, as I've said. He's the head of the church. He's the governor. He is indeed. He's the governor of his people. As we've considered him too, as the counselor, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So too, in this seventh verse. Oh, remember, friends, and if you look through the Word of God in many places, you find that the seventh verse in the chapters and in the Psalms, it seems to be so standing out, such a very important, I mean all the Word of God is important, but the seventh is often so very important. I think of the seventh verse in, I think it is the 107th Psalm, I think the seventh verse is, and he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. I think that's right. You'll find in other, that's just to bring one example. Hear this seventh verse. Don't think it is more minor in importance to the verse before. It is a very important truth, this. Very important. We should seek to give the greatest respect to it, because it's very important, friends. I cannot bring that in a way of faithfulness and love more importantly than this. It is very important. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. And to establish it henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £735, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. Let us close with hymn 991. Emptied of earth I fain would be, the world, myself, and all but thee. Only reserved for Christ that died, surrendered to the crucified. Hymn 991. Thank you.
dear Lord, we would be there. Oh, thy feet, Lord. Oh, that mad Gadarene was there. Mary was there. Bring us each there, Lord. Oh, do forgive, Lord, anything they have seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. Bless thy people. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.